And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to Bear Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. I am Tate Cervantes, bringing this news update to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Residents and visitors are invited to witness the return of Nichols Christmas Light Extravaganza, a long-standing holiday attraction located at 6250 Germania Road, just south of Cass City. The display opens nightly beginning December 5th and runs through December 31st from 5:30 to 10:30 p.m. What began in 1981 as a modest home display created by John and Gail Nichols on Robinson Road has throughout the years evolved into one of Michigan's most beloved residential light shows. When their children, Joel Nichols among them, and eventually their own families moved out, the original show paused. But the tradition was revived when Joel, along with his wife Jamie Nichols, brought the arrangements to their home, thereby giving rise to the current version of Nichols Christmas Light Extravaganza. Over the decades, the display has ballooned in scale. Today, it features well over 150,000 light bulbs choreographed to a festive playlist, many of them synchronized to music broadcast over a local radio frequency for drivers to enjoy as they pass through. The show blends static decorations with animated features, including illuminated trees, a giant snowman, and classic yard ornaments originally used in the 1980s. Some of the largest and most eye-catching elements, such as a custom-built train and themed scenes, are constructed by the Nichols family themselves. Work on the show begins as early as June or July, with wiring, programming, and installation continuing throughout the fall. Over the years, Nichols' display has become more than just a home decoration. It has blossomed into a seasonal destination. Families across the region now make annual drives to Cass City to experience the lights, making it a cherished part of holiday traditions. The Nichols often greet visitors, hand out candy canes, and take pride in bringing joy to neighbors and longtime fans alike, and hope to see you there. A judge has found 32-year-old William Channer mentally competent to stand trial in the fatal shooting of Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch. Authorities say Channer entered his former workplace, Trims Unlimited, in Almont, last month and shot the 30-year-old Welch, who later died at the hospital. Channer was arrested after a police chase through southern Lapeer County that ended in gunfire, leaving him hospitalized for several weeks. Prosecutors have charged him with first-degree murder, multiple weapons offenses, and fleeing police. Two Lapeer County deputies involved in the shooting were cleared of wrongdoing. A preliminary exam is the next step in the case. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has joined a bipartisan coalition of 44 state attorneys general, urging Congress to allocate more funds for the security of federal judges and courthouses. The coalition, in a signed letter, highlighted the rising frequency of threats, hostile incidents, and targeted acts of violence against federal judges, their families, and court staff. The judicial security funding has been subject to a hard freeze for two consecutive years, leaving resources inadequate for essential security needs like court security officer salaries, physical monitoring systems, and courthouse infrastructure. Attorney General Nessel emphasized that a functioning democracy requires judges to be able to perform their duties honestly, ethically, and in accordance with the law, without fear of violence or intimidation. The requested resources are also needed to fully implement the Vulnerability Management Program established under the 2022 Daniel Anderle Judicial Security and Privacy Act, This act, named for the murdered son of a federal judge, aims to remove judges' personally identifiable information from data broker websites. The letter also notes that U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. mentioned the increased threat level in his 2024 year-end report. Trends have continued into 2025, including over 100 judges being doxxed with unsolicited, intimidating deliveries to their homes. In 2024, Nestle's own Hate Crimes and Domestic Terrorism Unit prosecuted 40 cases involving threats against elected officials, 12 of which targeted judges. The coalition stresses that these increased resources are critical to ensuring the protection of the federal judiciary. We will be right back after this brief advertisement from AVS Tech Team with your national news.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech Team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The Tech Team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The Tech Team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the Tech Team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS Tech Team.
And we are back with our national news. Investigators from the Federal Aviation Administration and United Airlines are examining an engine failure that forced a Tokyo-bound flight to return to Washington Dulles International Airport shortly after takeoff, with officials reporting a safe landing and no injuries among nearly 300 passengers and crew. We have one more advertisement before our international news, and we will be right back.
All I want for Christmas is some new gutters. Some new gutters. Oh, some new gutters. Oh my gosh, if I only got some new gutters, I will have a Merry Christmas.
What are you singing?
You know what's done in my new front teeth for Christmas? I want new gutters.
Okay.
Let's be real. After I was hiding from the gutters, they looked pretty bad.
I agree. I'll call Bresky Siding and Building Repair and have them fix the gutters.
While you at it, you should have them fix the roof.
Why?
Oh, no reason.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your siding, roofing, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we are back with some international news. Voters in Chile went to the polls in a presidential election expected to shift the country towards its most right-leaning leadership since the end of military rule. With analysts watching turnout in urban-rural voting patterns for clues about public sentiment on crime, economics, and social reform. We will be back very briefly after another advertisement from Tri-County Equipment.
Hey, hey, who's that sneaking around our Tri-County Equipment store in sunglasses?
Shh. He's in disguise, you know?
Looks pretty suspicious the way he's stuffing all those John Deere toys into that big bag. Maybe we better call security.
Take another look. Doesn't that white beard look familiar? And that belly that shakes like a bowl of jelly?
You mean...
Yeah, he gets all his best gifts right here at Tri-County Equipment. From John Deere toys to John Deere collectibles, clothing, and lots of other fun stuff.
Look out, here he comes on a JD pedal tractor.
Santa shops at Tri-County Equipment, shouldn't you? Now through December 24th, get 10% off all John Deere toys and special discounts on John Deere clothing at Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with locations in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
From everyone at Tri-County Equipment, ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
And we are back. This news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Kiro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. I am Tate Servance, and this was your news update for the hour. We have no obituaries to report, so I'm going to hand it on over to Steve Adamson for our extended weather forecast.